Hey y'all, welcome back to Marketing in the Machine. This is Bob and I'm broadcasting from my upstairs coat closet right next to some yearbooks from 1998 so that you, my dear marketing professional, can better make sense of how artificial intelligence and machine learning impacts your craft. If you listen to my prior episode, you'll know that I try to distill the latest industry news and give you actionable insights in a fun and jazz-handsy sort of way. Here are three stories I'm covering this episode. Adobe teases a new AI personalization tool that could add an enhanced content marketing intern to your team. No word on if it'll get your coffee order correct, though. New predictive marketing tools in Google Analytics are going head-to-head with Facebook's offering and helping you better target potential buyers and potential churners. If you can manage a spreadsheet, then a new low-code app promises to help even the tech defunct parse, train, and get real results from their data. Story number one, Adobe tests an AI recommendation tool for headlines and images. A team of big old brains at Adobe recently demoed a prototype showing a new way to use artificial intelligence to automatically personalize website content for different visitor personas. I know what you're thinking. Hey, Adobe, thanks for showing up to the party. A/B testing and personalization is old hat and done really well by folks like Unbounce, Optimizely, and about 20 other companies. Insert sad kazoo noise here. That was my initial impression. But watching the company's virtual demo, Adobe's tool looks to go beyond just simple A/B testing and personalization. It's more of a writing buddy for content creators and marketers, leveraging the company's AI technology, Adobe Sensei, to suggest and write different headlines, images, and teasers for your different audiences. Now, instead of trying to come up with one headline and image to appeal to the masses, you could tap into this tool as a way to perfectly tune your content, capturing that person's attention, increasing reader engagement, and doing less work. In broad terms, Sensei takes a history of what's been effective for particular audiences in the past and will map those relevant characteristics directly to the content. It's important to note, though, that the AI isn't changing the content itself, just the way the content is promoted on the site. Human writers and editors can still edit content and better match each audience segment. Stay tuned. It's still unknown if and when this new feature will be implemented. Head on over to the link in the show notes to see the blog demo they put together and vote to have this feature added into the Adobe Experience Cloud. Story number two, new predictive capabilities in Google Analytics. Google is putting a little more gas in the tank of site and app owners over the next few weeks. They're rolling out new predictive marketing tools based on machine learning modules. Here's how it all breaks down. You're going to see two sparkling new predictive audiences the next time you begin to build an audience in an app and web property in Google Analytics. The first metric that will bring a tear to your eye is purchase probability. Here, Google defines purchase probability as a user who has visited your app or site and will likely purchase from you in the next 7 days. The second metric is churn probability. Churn is the opposite. How likely a recently active user will not convert over the next 7 days. Google is going beyond just the typical signals to develop probable audiences. Where some tools will look at things like abandoned carts as an indicator of a likely purchase, Google is taking an extra long step forward using machine learning to look at deeper patterns of behavior that are unique to your site. For example, users who spend a good amount of time exploring product details, multiple trips to the same page, and more. If a small business has these new predictive metrics turned on, they can then hop on over to Google Ads, where they'll be better able to connect and target visitors who are increasingly likely to take certain actions. If you're thinking this sounds a lot like Facebook's conversion tool, you're right. Both tools target users' likely behavior. Great examples that Google mentioned in their post were a home improvement store trying to drive more digital sales this month. Analytics will now suggest an audience that includes everyone who is likely to purchase in the next 7 days, either on your app or your site, and then that biz can laser focus their marketing to reach those valuable users with a very special personalized message using Google Ads. Or if you're an online publisher and want to maintain your average number of daily users, you can build an audience of users who are likely to not visit your app or site in the next 7 days, and then create a campaign to lure them back in to read one of your popular articles. Analyzing data within the analysis module is getting a fresh coat of paint as well. Using the user lifetime technique can now identify which marketing campaign helped you acquire users with the highest purchase probability. With that info at hand, a marketer may decide to reallocate more of their marketing budget towards that higher potential campaign. Here's why all this should matter to you. Google did roll out machine learning-driven audiences with smart lists in, 2014. But the hope out of Silicon Valley is, one, these tools are more flexible and give site owners a few more options, and that maybe advertisers won't be so reliant on Facebook delivering this type of targeting in the future. Hence, more of your marketing dollars. Your site or app will have to meet certain traffic standards. They're not much, though. I'll link to the requirements in the show notes. Here's hoping more tools like this roll out in the near future. Story number three, MonkeyLearn raised $2.2 million to build out its no-code AI text analysis service. No-code and low-code startups have recently enjoyed notable venture capital rounds and increasing media recognition. Earlier this month, TechCrunch spoke with Raul Garrieta, a founder and CEO at MonkeyLearn. The unfortunately named company recently landed a cool $2.2 million in new funding to bring its low-code AI to companies of all sizes. Garrieta says that MonkeyLearn started off more as a developer-focused service that provided machine learning tools via an API. But after demand materialized from people who couldn't code to use his company's tech, they wound up heading in a slightly different direction. TechCrunch got a demo of the company's service, which allows users to upload data, think rows of text in an Excel file, for example, and quickly train MonkeyLearn software to parse out what they are looking for. Here's an editor's note, MonkeyLearn has a free tier and also paid tiers, along with add-ons and one-off options if you're interested. Garrieta says that on one hand, companies are increasingly data-driven, but on the other hand, the market is strapped for employees who can make data sing. That ever-increasingly need for non-developers to collect, parse, act on, and share data inside of their workplace is what helped MonkeyLearn gain early market traction and land its seed round. Beep, beep. Okay, Bob here. Those last four paragraphs that I just eloquently read were summarized using MonkeyLearn's summary extractor. I simply plugged in TechCrunch's original piece, and the MonkeyLearn module used statistical algorithms and natural language processing technology to analyze the original content and generate a summary that preserves the gist of the original piece. Unfortunately, though, the tool doesn't write new content. What it spits out are sentences that are generated as a summary of the original text. I did make small edits, probably about 10 minutes worth, to make sure the piece was in my own voice and tone and not lifted directly from TechCrunch. Check out MonkeyLearn's other modules like Sentiment Analysis, Keyword Extractor, and a module that will measure responses from an outbound sales email. Find them at monkeylearn.com. And with that, episode 2 is in the books. Check out the notes for more info and links to any of the pieces I talked about today. Before I go, I want to mention that Coursera is offering about 100 or so courses for free through the end of 2020. There's a class called Machine Learning for Business Professionals. It has about 12 hours of video and promises an introductory level overview of machine learning for non-technical business folks. See the link in the show notes for more info and to sign up. I mentioned this last time, but if you heard something valuable today, all I ask is you hit the share button on your podcast player and text a link over to someone you know who may get some value from it. You'll look like the super cool uncle and you'll both up your marketing game. Thanks for listening to Marketing the Machine. I'll see you in about 2 weeks.
One, two, three, four.